This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 176 for Wednesday, December 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Wednesday due to a sell-off by the funds as well as farmers. At the final settlement, the January canola contract drops $15.70 at $649.90 per ton, and the March contract loses $13.80 at $659.30 per ton. An analyst says the sell-off stems from Monday's Stat Canada report, which raises the canola harvest by 900,000 tons to now 18.3 million. With this bearish feature, farmers no longer see an upside to hanging on to all of their canola. Additional pressures coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Sharp losses in global crude oil prices are weighing on vegetable oil values. The Bank of Canada is keeping its key interest rate at 5% as the country's economy slows down. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.63 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a pair of private sales to China. One is for 136,000 tons of old crop soybeans. The other, at 372,000 tons, is China's third straight purchase of old crop soft red winter wheat this week. Census data places U.S. soybean exports for October at 9.5 million tons. Soy meal exports are 1.19 million tons, and those for soy oil are 5,900 tons. U.S. corn exports in October are 2.81 million tons, and wheat exports are 1.07 million tons. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending December 1st is slightly higher, averaging nearly 1.08 million barrels per day. Ethanol stocks nudge up to 21.44 million barrels. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The January contract gives up 10 cents at $12.95.5 per bushel. January soy oil drops more than 9 tenths of a cent at 49.34 cents per pound. January soy meal is down $9.30 at $408.50 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its March contract losing 6 cents at $4.84 per bushel. Oats are weaker, as its March contract tumbles 20 cents at $3.72. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago March bumps up 2 cents at $6.33.5. Kansas City March pulls back 7 cents at $6.56. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March retreats 10 cents at $7.29. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, December 6th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.